This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Isn't this what you asked for? You asked for growth, so life gave you discomfort. You asked for success, so it demanded sacrifice. You can't have one without the other. More opportunity means more responsibility. More ambition means less free time. Every choice comes with a cost. You can't chase a dream and cling to your old life. You can't ask for greatness and expect easiness. So when the weight feels heavy, when the sacrifice stacks up, remember, this isn't punishment. This is the price. You know who put that out on X, Jake?
Who did that?
Steve Sarkisian.
Okay.
Does this look at you? You're like, oh, do I have to root for Gag Me You now? I thought that was a great post, though. I really liked that. A lot of truth to that. All right. Nebraska softball, number 2 seed in the Baton Rouge Regional. All right. Number 1 is LSU. Number 2 is Nebraska. Number 3 is UConn. They got a pretty solid lineup. They can score some runs there. The Connecticut Huskies. All right. 35-17 in the Big East was their record. The Big East champions. And the number 4 seed is Southeast Louisiana. Now, Nebraska will take on the Huskies of Connecticut this Friday, 2 p.m. Central Time. Louisiana will take on Southeast Louisiana as well. And the Nebraska softball team, number 19 in the country, finished 39-13 as well. Now, we've talked about this a few times. They've set a lot of records when it comes to home runs, when it comes to attendance, when it comes to, frankly, just blowing the teams out. All right. So they got a good chance to make a deep run. Obviously, with Jordy on the mound, you have a chance to win any beat anybody on any given day. Ava Kuzak, some of the portal, has played really, really well. First team, all Big Ten. Now, the game versus UConn will be streamed on ESPN Plus and can be heard across the Huskers radio network as well. Friday would be the third meeting all time between Nebraska and UConn in softball. The Huskers received an automatic bid after defeating Creighton to win the Big East tournament. Nebraska travels to Baton Rouge, like I mentioned. Or actually, they traveled to Baton Rouge Regional in 2015 and went 1-2. Now, this is Nebraska's 27th NCAA tournament appearance in program history and 23rd in the last 30 years. This is also Nebraska's 23rd NCAA tournament appearance under head coach Rhonda Ravel. Ravel's 23 NCAA tournament appearances ranked 4th among active coaches at their current school. The Huskers ranked 14th all-time in NCAA tournament appearances, 20th in wins, 65, and 14th in Women's College World Series. All right, with 7. LSU, the number 1 seed, as I mentioned, 41-14 on the season, will take on the number 10 overall seed, the NCAA tournament, Southeastern Louisiana, who is 30-20 on the season as well. All right, Jake, what are your thoughts on this? Would you have rather played Creighton? Because the first thing I thought of when I found out that UConn beat Creighton for the Big East Championship, I was like, oh, we could have played Creighton. Would you have rather have played Creighton? And either way, what do you think Nebraska softball can do this postseason? What do you think they will do?
Well, Omaha didn't make the tournament, so we got to give them credit for that. Shout out to anybody in Nebraska besides Creighton. I'm happy seeing Creighton getting run ruled. And it's an interesting match. But obviously, with that type of stakes on the line, that would have been fun, sure. But, you know, ultimately, I like where Nebraska is. And I'll tell you what, I'm sure LSU's not happy and not liking where Nebraska is with Jordy Ball coming into their regional. So it should be fun. Obviously, Nebraska has had a season that's been kind of straightforward as far as the expectations going into a lot of these games. They've beat a lot of the teams, mostly run ruled a lot of the teams that they're supposed to, and struggled a little bit against the top level teams. And LSU is going to be one of those teams. So, UConn, you expect to beat. I don't have a whole lot of fear about it because they've taken care of a lot of the teams that they're supposed to beat. Now, obviously, any team you're playing at this time is an NCAA tournament team, so they deserve to be here as well. So you don't just want to take it and say they're definitely going to get a victory, but I'm feeling like we're going to get Nebraska LSU out of this regional to fight to get to the super regional. And for the winner of that, we'll take on the winner of the Knoxville regional. So looking like Tennessee, but at some point You know, Nebraska, if they're going to make their first Women's College World Series since 2013, it's going to have to punch up a little bit. And so whether that's, you know, it's going to have to be LSU. I mean, now we know who it is. So we'll see what happens. What I, just by the nature of how it is set up, they're not favored to do it. So I wouldn't necessarily hold my expectation to do it. But this is the time to go on a run. And like I said, I'm sure LSU's not happy because anytime you get Jordy Ball on the mound, you know, anything can happen. I mean, you're going to have a tough time getting runs by. So anything can happen in these games. Nebraska's just going to have to prove they can punch up like they did a little bit early in the season. Kind of struggled to do so since. If you didn't follow the Big Ten tournament, you might have seen like, okay, well, UCLA, that's a tough, like, it was one of those deals where it's like, yeah, they lost, but, you know, UCLA is really good, and that's understandable. The 8-seed Michigan and the next day punched up and won there. So you just got to be able to do it.
Yeah, you never know what can happen. And Jordy Ball, I know this isn't the Women's College World Series. You know her Women's College World Series ERA is under one, like 0.7 or something like that when I last saw it. That's crazy. So she is, my point is, she's used to doing big-time things in big-time situations and, frankly, pressure situations as well. It's not going to be anything new for her, so anytime she's on the mound, Nebraska's capable of beating anybody anytime, anywhere. You got that puncher's chance, and also they're a really good team in general. You go to, I think this is a team. Yeah, you expect the regional to come down to LSU, Nebraska. You never know what can happen. Anything can happen on any given day. We all know that. But you expect it to come down to LSU, Nebraska. And this Nebraska team has as good a chance as anybody to make a deep run into the postseason. All right. You go to baseball now. They have won four consecutive weekend series. They obviously fell short on Sunday versus Michigan, but they'd already wrapped up the series victory by winning the first two games Friday and Saturday. In fact, on Saturday, Case Sanderson drilled a first pitch, three-run, walk-off, home run into the parking lot beyond right field in the bottom of the ninth inning, lifting the Huskers to a 5-2 win over Michigan again on Saturday afternoon in front of nearly 6,000 fans at the Hawks Field at Haymarket Park. Nebraska, after Sunday, is currently 26-26 on the season. Now on Saturday, they scored 5 runs on 6 hits, while Michigan, who's 31-19 on the season, 32-19 on the season, total 2 runs on 5 hits. Now, Sanderson Saturday led the Huskers at the plate, going 2-for-4, a home run, and 3 RBIs. Riley Silva had a 2-for-4 afternoon, while Hogan Helgeson was 1-for-3 with a homer and 2 RBI. Dylan Carey is 1-for-3 with a double and run scored. Ty Horn tossed 6 strong innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits with 4 punch-outs and a pair of walks. All right, Will Wash pitched 2 1/3 innings in relief and retired all 7 batters while recording 3 strikeouts. Luke Broderick improved to 3-2 on the year after recording 2 outs in the top of the 9th inning. All right, you go to Sundays.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A game in which the Huskers were edged out by Michigan. Michigan scored the go-ahead run in the top of the 8th inning and added 1 more in the 9th in Nebraska's 3-1 loss to the Wolverines on a Sunday afternoon at Hawks Field at Haymarket Park. All right, Joshua Overbeek was 3-for-5 with a double and RBI, and Riley Silva, Caden Brumbaugh, Dylan Carey, and Hogan Helgeson tallied 1 hit apiece as well. Jackson Brockett pitched 5 1/3 innings, allowing 1 run on 2 hits and 3 strikeouts and a walk. Drew Christo dropped to 1-2 on the season after surrendering a run on 3 hits with a pair of punchouts and a walk and 2 2/3 inning of work in his own right. All right, so Nebraska takes 2 out of 3 from Michigan. Back to 500 on the season, just under 500 in Big Ten play, 13-14. They just got to get in. Like, it really comes down to they seem to be at least hitting their stride. I wouldn't call them hot, so to speak, but they're getting warm. They're like getting warm. And all you got to do is get into the Big Ten tournament, which right now they are slated to do. And they basically got to win the whole thing. Let's be real. They got to win the whole thing to get into the NCAA tournament. Which they have as good a chance of, I know it sounds stupid, they have as good a chance of anybody to do it based on experience, returning talent, and ability and potential. With Nebraska baseball, the ceiling is high. As we've learned, the floor is also lower than you would like, so it could go either way. But it really doesn't matter. If you end up number 2 in the Big Ten tournament and you're Nebraska right now, you might as well be number 5,000 because either way you're not getting the NCAA tournament. You're either going to win the whole thing and move on, or you're going to be done just with where your record is right now as an overall whole and in the Big Ten Conference. I'm not going to sit here and predict that they're going to win the Big Ten tournament, but I'm certainly going to be tuning in to a team, again, last year who won this thing. A lot of guys coming back, an experienced head coach, predicted before the season to play Oregon in the Big Ten Tournament Championship. You never know what can happen. I mean, this is baseball. Baseball and softball, teams get hot. I mean, the Royals were god-awful. Now they won 15 of the last 17 games, and all of a sudden they're in second place in their division. Baseball is one of those sports. It's so up and down. I've had several people tell me over the years, it's a sport like Major League Baseball, as an example. You are typically going to win about a third of your games. You're going to lose about a third of your games. It's that, like, by a decent amount. Like, you're going to lose by 2 to 3 runs or more. You're going to win by 2 to 3 runs or more. It's that middle third. It's that middle third and how often you win those games that determines whether you're below average, average, above average, good, great, or awful. Okay, it's usually that middle third. That's how baseball works. So we'll see how the rest of this regular season pans out for the Huskers, how the Big Ten tournament, I'm assuming they're going to hold strong and get into it, and how it pans out for them. What are your thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. If you kind of go with the season at a whole, it obviously wasn't the season that people expected, but you got to be proud of these guys for what they've been able to turn this into, to give Nebraska a chance here. Like you said, I mean, NCAA tournament, you got to win the whole thing. So it's going to be, I mean, that would be a magical run. Obviously, everybody hopes their team does that. But I just want to see them get in and fight and give it an opportunity. And that was not given. That's not given going into this weekend. It wasn't given going into last weekend. But they've just really been able to turn around and fight out and scratch and crawl and get these wins. Now tied for 9th in the Big Ten standings. Purdue coming up. Purdue's season is even more dire than Nebraska. They're less likely to even get into the Big Ten tournament. So win the games that you're supposed to here in West Lafayette Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. At least 2 out of 3, right? Like we've kind of been, that's kind of been the deal that Nebraska's been doing to get back into this deal. And then, like we said, Michigan just from the 8th seed of the softball side won. So why couldn't a 9th seed Nebraska, or, you know, if they move up in that area, have an opportunity? They certainly will. But I wouldn't hold that to be the whether it's tough to say whether they have a successful season or not. Do they make the NCAA tournament? Because from the season's beginning, that's where it would be. But kind of mid-season on, if you adjusted those, then I think Nebraska's been, like you said, maybe not hot, not red hot, but has really done an admirable job of giving themselves an opportunity. So, you know, I don't know if I'm too NCAA hopeful for them, but I'm excited to see if they can make some noise in the Big Ten tournament.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Before the season, it would have been like, why wouldn't they make the NCAA tournament? Of course they're going to make the NCAA tournament. Like, that would have been like at least the bottom of the barrel, like the floor of the barometer of success. Now it's like, can you make some noise in the Big Ten tournament? No, the season as a whole may not have gone the way you wanted, but at least you can show some heart, some resiliency. Like, you're moving in the right direction, which is reasons for positivity and optimism in the future, and something to be frankly proud of. Instead of just going completely the opposite direction, you found a way to bounce back, even if they don't make the NCAA tournament. All right, real quick, two quick notes before we had to break. Big Ten softball has now set a record this year with the amount of Big Ten teams heading in to regionals. They have 8 teams: Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, UCLA, and Washington. 3 of those 4 teams are our new West Coast buddies. All right. And are you aware? This actually hurts me. Like, when I was growing up, you got to remember, I was born in Hastings when I was 3. My dad's job took him upstate of Washington, so I grew up on the West Coast. So my 3 favorite teams, all summer long, the 2 teams that were on the TV almost every single day were the Cubs and WGN and the Braves on TBS. Never got into the Cubs. Don't know why. I don't care. Braves, Seattle Mariners, and for whatever reason, the Colorado Rockies. I think when I was a kid, the Royals were really, really bad, if I remember right.
Yeah, like, sounds about right.
Yeah, like the Rockies had like Larry Walker and a bunch of other guys, and the ball jumps off the bat, lots of home runs. By the way, if you've ever been to that park, beautiful park. Absolutely beautiful park. All right. Do you have any idea how bad the Rockies are right now, though? Like, my good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. So the 2024 White Sox have the worst regular season record in the history of the Major League Baseball. All right. So after 39 games, here's how the 2025 Rockies compare. Think about how many seasons of Major League Baseball there are. The White Sox last year were the worst ever. This is how this year's Rockies compare to last year's White Sox through 39 games. Last year at this time, after 39 games, the White Sox were 11-28. Right now, the Rockies are 6-39. The run differential for the White Sox at this time last year was minus 85 runs. For the Rockies, it's minus 134 runs. This isn't the major league average that I'm comparing the Rockies to. I'm comparing them to the worst team in history right now. The team ERA for the White Sox was 4.75. The team ERA for the Rockies is 5.89. If you aren't aware, ladies and gentlemen, that is beyond bad. That is just really awful. And I still like the Rockies. I still root for the Rockies. Now that we're back in Lincoln, I pay way more attention to the Royals now than I ever have, and I've kind of become disconnected from the Mariners. I'd probably say Rockies, Royals, and I've kind of become disconnected from the Braves. You know, I don't just sit around like I did in the summer sometimes as a kid watching TBS all day or whatever. But for me, this is actually kind of hard for me, but it's almost like unbelievably unbelievable that they could struggle this much. Like, good Lord almighty.
What happened to your third of the games? Is there this, the third of the game? That's not Rocky's math.
That wasn't me. That's what I was told by numerous people. Okay, to be clear. No. The Rockies are like 90% suck. 5% we have a chance to win. 5% we actually win. And I may be being kind with the 5% if I actually sit down and do this math. Goodness gracious. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.